And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the Goldbergs just arrived in South Carolina for Sammy's wedding to Sylvia Allison. And at this very moment, they're sitting patiently in the living room of the Allison house. It's early in the morning, and the French doors to the garden are open, and the early Carolina spring is pouring in. There's an air of charm and ease within the house, but the Goldbergs are becoming a little impatient that Sammy and the Allisons haven't yet appeared. And the Allisons are frantic with anxiety because Sammy has disappeared. Sylvia knows that Sammy's gone for good, but she's fighting desperately for time to think. And Mr. Allison believes what Sylvia says, that Sammy will return in a little while, that his quarrel with Sylvia will soon lose its importance. Meanwhile, Allison is calling everywhere to discover where Sammy could possibly be. And Sylvia is covering as best she can. Listen.
Carol, go downstairs. Take the Goldbergs into the dining room and give them some coffee.
Law, Miss Sylvia, what if they ask me about Sammy?
Don't ask Sammy questions. Just don't hear him, that's all.
Miss Sylvia, I don't think I can manage not to hear. That poor mother's come all the way.
You said that. Now go and do as I say. My father now began to see me. He's calling Mr. Sylvia's house to see if Sammy's over there. Go on.
Yes, Mr. Sylvia's liable to come here and start a rumor.
He's liable to do anything. If it wasn't for Leah, Sammy would still be here. If Leah's done everything. She's like nothing better than to have this whole thing explode now.
You better tell your father not to let your sister come here. He'll tell the Goldbergs. What are we going to do, Miss Sylvia?
We're going to wait until Sammy comes back. Now, go on, tell him. We'll be down in a few minutes. And don't answer one single question about Sammy, do you?
Miss Sylvia, if they ask me.
Now, go on, Terry. We'll be down in a few minutes. Please, stop your whining, Terry, and do as you're told.
Yes.
Let's go on. Stop your whining.
Miss Sylvia, be right down. I'm going to fix y'all some coffee.
Thank you. Does Sammy know that they're here?
I'll fix it for you in just a few minutes.
Why does Sammy come down?
He'll come down. He can't come down in his nightgown.
How long are we supposed to sit here?
Please, it's very early. It's still extremely A.M.
Still extremely A.M.? I told you we shouldn't be sitting around so A.M. I said that. Is there a toast family that we're here?
Why shouldn't we go upstairs?
Sit, Rosie.
Sit, Rosalie. Sit. You're not home. Sit. Maybe family will enter the department store, Rosie. I heard the girl calling before.
Who was she calling?
I don't know. I heard calling from the telephone. I don't know why I'm setting it like this. Rosalie, didn't I tell you? Pull up the stockings. The stocking is running. And I told you, go and take the bag off. And Uncle David will bring in the bag. And Tim will bring in the bag. The first thing, Mom and you, you'll go upstairs and you'll change your stockings. They're running.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look how you look. What did you make curls?
Mom, I like it.
What did you make curls? Didn't I say not curls, not pompadours? I don't like it. Be plain. Be simple. Please.
All right.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. Well, if she's the last caressa.
There's my name.
How do you do, Jerry?
How do you do?
Please to make your acquaintance.
Won't y'all come in the dining room and have some coffee?
Why not?
Isn't it there for Timmy and Uncle David? They're putting the car in the garage and they're taking out the bag. Is Tammy in the store, Caradon?
Yeah, y'all come right along in here.
Thank you. Did the family know that we're here?
The staff will be right down.
Thank you. Thank you. Just so well.
Stop already, Christine.
The dining room's open to you, Mom.
Where? Oh.
This way.
Come. Say something. She wants us to have coffee. To have coffee. So delicious, sweet pet. I don't
Mom,
like the way you look.
Right.
Right, Mom. I'm beside myself, right?
Come right in.
Thank you.
Then y'all just sit right down. I'll have the coffee for you in just a few minutes.
Is Sammy coming down?
I've got him called up and cheap.
She don't feel well, poor woman.
She's not so young.
Sit, Rosalie, dear. Don't stroll around. We're not home. Don't touch the kids. Rosalie, please. What are you looking at?
Is that a magnolia tree, Mom?
There.
Right out there.
Oh. Is that the magnolia tree, Jay?
It's probably something similar.
Oh, beautiful. Magnolia trees are beautiful. But I don't know what I like the best. It's the little yellow birds without cage. Canaries without cage. I never saw that. Only in Connecticut, it was robin red-breast. And I knew the robin, so ready. I was ready for the thing for the robin. Oh, Jack, I don't know why I'm so nervous. Jack.
Don't be nervous. Relax.
I don't know why we can't go upstairs. I don't know why we have to be so formal.
The folks are getting dressed to come down. They have to dress themselves.
Well, they're taking awfully long.
Well, how long are they here all together? 10 minutes.
10 minutes? I told you. No, don't stop.
Don't stop, Molly. Don't stop making a Rocky Mountain out of a molehill. In the South, they have very formal customs.
Oh.
I brought you
all
some coffee, but if you want some milk...
Coffee is very well, thank you. Coffee is very well, there. The lady put down the coffee. Will Sammy be down in a few minutes?
They don't like corn muffins.
Thank you. Will Sammy be down in a few minutes?
A bottle of guava jelly.
Thank you.
Will Sammy
be down in a few minutes?
We'll make our own guava jelly.
Oh, sit down here.
If there's something else you want...
Thank you very much. Oh. Sit down here for a woman. She looks just like Louise that used to work for me. Remember the woman used to come in over the room so we used to do my washing, come to Tuesday, used to do Mrs. Bloom's washing, come Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
The same face, identical, the same face. She also came from South Carolina.
Thank you, Coffee Mouth.
Yes.
Enjoy yourself. Relax.
Yes.
This is a house of election.
Uh-huh.
You notice, Molly, how it's differently built than our house in Luxembourg?
The climate.
You notice how much warmer it is here?
Mm-hmm.
Easy living in this house now.
Mm-hmm.
More time, more leisure.
Mm-hmm. More leisure.
I'll be right down,
Uncle Holger. Oh, is that you, Sylvia?
Yes. I'll be right down.
All right.
I'm just getting into a dress.
That's all right. That's all right. I don't mind.
Where are you going, Molly?
I'll go upstairs.
This. She'll be right down. No?
Okay.
What's this?
I think Sandler must be in the store.
If he was, then he must be on his way over here now.
Oh. Is the store passing here? What's her name, did the girl? The girl.
Caravan.
If she's on the here when she is close to you, how is she going to hear you from a distance?
Sylvia!
Molly.
I want to know if Sandler's in the store.
Would y'all like some more coffee?
No, thank you.
There's plenty more here.
Tell about it. Do you make your own butter, please?
No, we buy our own butter.
Oh. It's better to buy butter.
Yes. Yes, nobody turns butter no more.
Oh, nobody turns butter no more. In Lexington, in Connecticut, the country I come from, my mom sent Marderville before. She still turns butter. It's a great deal of nuisance, of course, but...
It's standing in the store.
We buy our eggs, too. Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Derek, you said when you spoke of that butter, so why didn't you hear that feeling?
I would like another cup of coffee, Caravelle.
Molly.
Jack, please.
You say you want some more coffee?
Yeah, I want more coffee. Just a minute. Here it comes. Maybe it's time to come into the store.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, the silver.
Well, Caravelle did the best she could to cover up Sammy's disappearance. But Molly is instinctively alarmed for Sammy. Why has Leah come over? And what will she say to the Goldbergs? Ask